Someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face. And some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Thank you. I put myself up high. I never thought that I would come down. But your gravity pushed and pulled me till my feet hit the ground.
Welcome. This is DJ Real Deal.
It's very special. Is my mic on?
Yeah, it should be on.
I can't hear it.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform, and Educational Radio. It's right here.
No, I'm actually my headphones are. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tonight we've gone coming in a little late. Our show had people in the studio and we couldn't start on time, but
we've been out and about.
We've come from different times and different places, and
just
we're just living a new beginning here.
Yeah. Here to share some music and some
stories. Some thoughts and some lifetimes
feelings,
and
some intuitions.
Yes, welcome.
This is some Claire DeLune.
It is.
I don't know if we have a discussion topic for today, but
I just think we should have this background music here to carry the conversation.
Oh, sure. Okay, so
take us to a place where we want to be.
You know what I've been thinking a lot about recently?
What are you thinking about, Jacob?
How rude it is that some people will take your entire bag of Lucky Charms, pick out all of the marshmallows, and then just leave it there as if they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's just not fair. That's not right to the person.
I'm not going to name names, but Tasha Stotskiri should not do that.
She did it. So, like, the theme of this kind of, this episode tonight, I'm taking it from my local radio show host in Kensington. I'm not sure if you guys have Delilah at your local radio.
I do not, but she seems lovely.
She speaks like this, and she has callers coming in. They call about love and heartbreak, and you listen to Delilah in the Christmas time months because 97.1, it plays the Christmas music. That's where you get the biggest hits.
Right.
So you're listening to Christmas music on 97.1. It's a nice nighttime drive home. It's dark. You're in the suburbs. And you hear Delilah's voice just speaking smooth words to you and
is this a guided sleep
giving
meditation?
You some advice.
Literally, like,
so if you
I'm falling asleep at the wheel.
Feel free to call in
if you would like some advice. I'll try and figure out the
Facebook message us too.
Facebook message.
I'm
text.
On Facebook right now, so at Jacob Abrahams.
And me, Emily Deal. And we're going to take you on a journey tonight here at WMFO on So Fresh, So Fine with Carm 359. Vitamin G, she's not
Boston,
available tonight, but
359.
But I'm here, and DJ Jakey's here.
DJ Jakey, Jakey Wakey in the morning.
Jakey from the block.
Jakey Wakey, Eggs and Bakey, coming at you live with some wholesome stories and some great, great old tunes.
Shibuya. Yeah.
Shibuya roll call.
All right, let's mix up these vibes. Maybe like a
Fleetwood Mac.
We're listening to a backyard party. Mm. You know, you're thinking about
your uncle's there.
Your uncle could be there. You're thinking about the recent death of our good friend Tom Petty, and you think about how when you live in the suburbs and you're listening to Delilah and you're living that life of your own, you're an American girl. So without further ado, let's hit the track.
Hit the track.
Thank you.
Pardon my cough. There's a bit of a lower respiratory infection making its way around campus.
It's just happening to the best of us here.
You know, I would say it's human hubris to assume we could ever defeat such an illness, but...
We could never.
Oh, what? What is the ego of man, if not...
Let's not do
I'm
that.
Sorry.
So welcome back to Delilah. We're living our best lives here. We thought that maybe it'd be nice if we got to know each other better. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna answer a few of the New York Times questions. 36 questions that'll make you fall in love.
I think we have to be making eye contact.
We do.
Excuse me.
Just okay. To establish, they go in order of like... most
intimate
less intimate to most intimate.
Should we start at 36?
Let's start at 36.
All right.
Actually, 35 is more intimate than 36, I would argue.
I think we should start at like 16.
Okay.
No, we should not do 35.
That's too real. What about 33 is a good one.
That still feels way too high up there for me.
These are all too much.
Let's do like 1 to 12.
Yeah, we're going to do 1 to 12 because the rest are too deep. Okay. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Shit.
This is already too hard.
Yeah. I feel like I would want some type of artist. You know, like not necessarily...
Would they be performing?
No. They would just be talking to me about their worldview and how they kind of come to different things. Maybe the guy who, in addition to doing, Da Vinci.
Ooh.
All his inventions. Maybe Da Vinci.
Maybe Michelangelo.
I would
Michelangelo, the sculpting.
Yes, the sculpting.
You know the old man from...
The what?
From the Six Flags commercials.
Oh, that's great.
You would pick him?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, like, why.
Well, that
suits.
Is the Holy Trinity, after all.
Yeah.
Why are you
Michelangelo
dancing?
Da Vinci
and Six the old Flags. Man from Six Flags,
who
of
dances
course.
To Venga Boys.
Is his heart healthy enough to
play
go on
Venga
Six
Boys?
Yes, 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 yes.
Does he have a healthy enough heart to go on these amusement rides?
Doubtful.
So, why is he going to an amusement park dressed in a full suit?
Oh, God.
What's he dancing for? These are questions that keep
can
me
you
up
expand on the. Abraham Lincoln conspiracy theory from earlier.
Okay. This is actually
the conspiracy theory is that
this is just
Abraham Lincoln is gay.
Abraham Lincoln, right. That's not a conspiracy. This is a truth.
Okay, so cool.
Our first gay president, Abraham Lincoln. There's a Wikipedia article called Sexuality of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was married to Mary Todd, but like, who's to say how intimate that was?
No one knows.
They said that Carl Sandburg alluded to the early relationship of Lincoln and his friend Joshua Fry Speed as having a streak of lavender. And a streak of lavender was slang in the period for an effeminate man and later connotated homosexuality. I have a lot of streaks of lavender, one might say. I'm all lavender. Okay. Yes. Anyone else care to chip in? Counter arguments?
Just making that noise now.
A very valid point, Emily. Yep, I really love hearing that from you.
All right, on that note. Welcome to Six Flags.
Have you been to a Six Flags, Emily?
Yes, I have.
Which one in particular?
I'm not actually sure.
Okay, so you know what you do when you're back in Pennsylvania and you go to Six Flags with your friends.
Yes.
And you always have to go, if you're making a day of it, you always have to go on the Batman ride first.
Right, of course.
It's the closest to the entrance.
Yeah.
And you just kind of want to get out of the way. Unless you're feeling adventurous, then you actually, right when it opens, you want to make your way over to King of Town El Toro on the other side of the park before it gets too crowded.
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
Can we, okay, yep.
Are we still discussing with this is our new background? How many questions about today's content feel free to let us know?
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. You said you wanted karaoke.
I did say that.
Acapella.
Only use your body.
All right, let's listen to this for like a few more seconds and then we'll be back.
Should I do it?
We have a scheduled
public service announcement.
Sorry.
I'm a big fan of the public service announcement about covering up your laptop camera.
Oh, that's spooky. I went by that one.
You see, it's very important.
I noticed that yours isn't covered.
Yeah, because I am a hypocrite, and I pride myself on that.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes. Okay.
Who's getting
married? Gonna go for the girls' safety.
Ladder safety is also very important too.
All right, let's do girl.
We'll do girl this time.
Okay. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always.
Who would do that?
Move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. Your concerned citizens.
Narc on your neighbors.
A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio. So that was our PSA.
You know what? I really found that educational because, let me tell you,
Well, WMFO isn't educational radio.
You know what? I'm glad because if there's anything that I believe in, it's education. On that note, let's discuss, some discussion topics that I'm gonna Google discussion topics right now, and we're just gonna see the first one that comes up. Mm-hmm. interesting discussion topic. Yeah, quality conversation terms.
Did we give up on the questions?
What?
This is a karaoke show. This is a karaoke show. For only instrumentals.
So here's a good
question. There's a dance as well, a dance component.
What
you're not seeing is the visuals that are accompanying
what's
this.
What's the best room in your house? And why?
Oh, I put up my curtains in my room today. It's like, it's an airy. It's a dream.
Oof, I had to move my plant. Okay, you know what's crazy is that I live next door to the Lax house. And so I can't keep my window shades open for any portion of the day. I can't even keep my windows open because it's so loud. It's crazy. Yeah. I didn't really realize that when I signed on, to be honest.
I'm next to the wilderness house.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I hear the haircuts that happen outside.
Right.
Dave haircuts.
I cut Jonas's hair this summer.
Outside.
I did a really good job.
House?
No, I didn't. He got it done outside the wilderness house and then came to my house and was like, they fucked up. It looks terrible. It made me fix it.
Good.
It was so fun. It actually looked like a little mop on his head.
Oh.
A little mop dog on top of his head. Is this those piano covers?
Yeah.
Allie is so into them. She has like 7 on her September playlist.
I know. Fall? Autumn.
Yes, autumnal.
Autumnal. I'm still a hoe for a sunny summery, though.
I hear that. I hear that. Try to rip it from my cold, dead hands. Sunny summery. I will hold on. We've got Lord. We've got Miley.
We've got everything.
We've got the Grateful Dead.
Oh, yes. I really love
and
the
that
Led
is
Zeppelin,
Allie.
Like, popping.
Yes,
like,
yes. Fool in the Rain is... Oh, can we listen to that next?
Oh.
That was a summer anthem, I would argue.
It really was.
It came after Lord for me. There was the Lord period, and then there was the Fool in the Rain period.
Yes, yes.
Which was shorter, albeit, you know, shorter, I admit. But...
I had my Lord period, and then I had, like, my old,
Lord
like,
period was all of June into mid-July,
and then I went into, like, oldies. Like,
me
I'd
too,
to, like,
me too.
Like, Motown and, like, other, like,
I'm super
good.
Into Bob Dylan.
I'm into an oldies Taylor Swift phase right now, so we're talking, like,
to hear it.
Like, Fearless era, so, like, Forever and Always. Ours, Don't You Worry Your Pretty Little Mind, People Throw Rocks at Things That Shine.
What?
You don't know that lyric?
Oh my god.
Well, that's really good. It's called Music Sweetie. Look it up.
Wikipedia it. Music.
Have you heard of it? It's a little thing called music. And do you know who invented music? Taylor Swift in 2006.
Can we listen
with
to,
two drops on my guitar.
Are you ready for a thing called love after this?
Feel free to Facebook message me with any discussion topics you may have. Right now I want to discuss, what are your thoughts on in a middle school full of bullies, insane teachers, and grade school lunches?
Oh,
what?
Goodness.
Inserting,
Ned Bigby, that's me. Me and my
only the chill teachers
try to do the impossible. Create a guide that will help you survive school.
Are
you Ned?
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
No.
Why?
Do you know why? Because
no.
I'm not a loser.
Because I live in the moment.
What kind of telephone call?
Oh.
Is it like to my insurance or is it to like my aunt?
Like your aunt.
Oh. Auntie. No. But I feel like I probably say the same thing every time, you know?
Hey.
You know?
Hey. Hey, girl.
Hey. What's poppin'?
Hey, how you doing, girl?
Hey, honey.
Hi. How are you, sweetie?
What do you guys call your aunts?
I don't know,
man. Oh, shit. What is my aunt?
I just call her Viana.
Bridget. And Mary Ellen. And then Sue and Kathy.
Sue,
and
Kathy,
Michelle,
wow.
Which we call Shell.
Shell,
that's cute.
So
we call my aunt Andrea Bean.
Bean.
An affectionate bean. Beans on Even Stevens.
My uncle wrote a novel.
Oh, yeah?
We're talking about that. It's really bad.
Oh, you've read it?
Oh, it's awful. And I love that it's awful because I hate him.
Okay.
But, so the title of the novel's Electric.
I love this part of the song.
And, he said that it's called Electric Land because of the running theme of electricity in the novel.
Oh, electricity as a theme.
He really just, like, milks that theme, you know? Like, the characters hang out at a bar. The bar is, of course, called The Live Wire because electricity.
Gotta get away.
other fun facts. We got...
Gotta get away.
I am falling asleep.
Gotta get away.
Jakey, I've had like five of the s'more cookies.
Those are so good.
They're so good.
I'm fine. So Scott, what's your favorite place to be publicly confronted?
Probably like on a stage, you know, in front of like 500 people.
Okay, cool.
The more public, the better.
Like, I feel that. I just really want to like have everyone witness. I'm so tired.
Tired.
Yeah, I think I might go home, and then you guys should read a guided sleep meditation for the last like 8 minutes of your show. Do like
I'll look into it.
You meet a unicorn in a field clearing.
Yes.
And it takes you on a. My shop teacher in elementary school used to do those, like at the beginning of art class. I guess all art. She was specifically into shop and like was missing some art. Oh my god, this is 100 pages. I literally thought I was doing so well. I'm like 6 pages in.
Yeah, find a comfortable sleeping position.
I'm at 297. I'm at 302. I started at 297. I have up to 399.
Yikes.
I have until Tuesday though, so I'm actually still never gonna finish it.
Yeah.
Find a comfortable sleeping position.
No, not yet. Wait for me to shower and then get into bed. And then you
and
can
then
start.
We'll start.
Can you
the
text me when you're ready?
7 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah, just text.
Okay, I'm gonna run home. I'm gonna listen to it in the shower and fall asleep.
Perfect. Fall asleep and die. Yep.
My friend thinks I'm in the shower.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that the biggest drama? I literally like stumbled. People thought I tripped.
What? Play the No Pomegranates video.
I don't know what that is.
It's really good.
Okay.
No Pomegranates.
Good night. Sleep tight.
Sleep for me.
You know what I did the other day? It was crazy. You watch the Full House, the like intro video, but you're playing the Monster Mash.
Can I do that right now?
Yeah. Here, let's do that.
So you have to play it at the same time.
Here, I'll play the Monster Mash and you play the.
So do you have to like click it at the same time?
Yeah, here we'll do it together.
Ready? Tell me.
Okay, ready?
Well, it's lit. Okay.
Now?
3, 2, 1.
Let me see.
I'm calling the police. John Stamos just appeared. He's Bob Saget. An eerie sight. Okay, go to Coulier. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash. He did the mash. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. From my laboratory in the castle east. The master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the mash. This is me.
It caught on in a flash. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging.
Wasn't that amazing?
Change toilet. So you want to watch the 2016 the intro with it?
We're about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They play the monster mash.
It's Fuller House. The house is Fuller now. Their last name is Fuller. You get the pun?
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's
now the oh my God, Kimmy!
It's now the monster mash. The monster mash.
And Michael
it's a graveyard
deal.
Smash. It's now the mash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Rex a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land.
For you, I'm saying it got fat.
This mash was meant to, when you get to my door, tell them what it's
she shit. Likes the same.
That's crazy.
Then you can monster mash. The monster mash. And do my graveyard wait. Smash. Then you can mash.
I'm sorry.
You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can mash. Then you can monster then mash.
Look at that.
Wow.
You impetuous young boy. Mash cool.
I'm here for that.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Let's just talk about how everyone talks about the millennials. Like, come on.
I love my generation. Not my Baba G.
I'm talking about my generation.
If Homeboy rolls up with these, it's going to be quiet.
It's going to be quiet. But if Homeboy rolls up with a bomb ass radio show.
He's gonna get it. I think me and Emily are just tired to the point where
we're
just
so
talking
tired.
And like nothing's really making sense. So
no,
I'm just gonna
not.
Say some more words. What are your thoughts on like my favorite historical event, the defenestration of Prague?
Defenestration means to throw out of a window.
Yes.
It's Latin. It's Latin.
They threw someone out the window. Because of like Christianity, I don't really know. The point is they threw someone out the window and it's a historic event. And do you know the song that goes like I forget how it goes, but it's at the end of the Nickelodeon original movie Yours, Mine, and Ours. Starring Drake Bell. I just want to hear that song. It got really bad reviews.
Hi, Mom. My mom just texted me. She said that our mics are on the whole time.
No, we knew they're on.
We know that.
We know they're on.
But you mean someday might be. But you will come in a cold sweat on the floor. Next to a fairy portrait drawn when you were four. And beside a jar of 2 cent coins lay on a gossamer wall. She lay aside.
Do you remember the movie Zathura?
No.
Zathura was Jumanji, but it was in space. And it came out in like 2005. And it was just like a worse version of Jumanji, but it was in space. And it was called Zathura. Like the plot was exactly the same. It was a board game, but it was space instead of the jungle.
I'm so tired.
Should we start Allie at Sasha's sleep meditation?
Yeah.
Okay, what, ready or not, we're gonna do a little sleep countdown. I found
a
relaxation
find it?
Script.
Can you send me a link?
Yeah. We'll popcorn eat it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. If you just wanna like put on some instrumental music, that'd be really nice.
What do you wanna hear?
Something instrumental.
Okay.
Some Claire to Lynn. Okay, everyone, this is for all you night owls. If you could just lower the music a little bit so we can focus on the sound of my voice.
Alright.
Probably trying to go to bed right now. So
yeah, it's nighttime. Can I?
Do you want an initiation?
Okay, where are we starting?
Wait.
Script here.
Okay. Find a comfortable sleeping position.
All right. Wait. Let's everyone. Let's slow it down. You're making a lot of noise. All right. Is all of our noise made?
Okay.
All right.
Are you guys ready? Fine. Did you mute my mic?
No. Your mic is still on. Speak.
Hello? No, you muted it.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
I see you.
No, look. That's your mic. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear? I can hear your voice clearly.
Hello. Hello. Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Yep.
Find a
comfortable sleeping position.
You're starting. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you can start.
You can change positions if needed, but try not to move around very much. Take a deep breath in, pause, and breathe out.
Wherever your body is tense, focus on relaxing the muscles. Feel your shoulders relax and sink into the bed. Allow your jaw to drop slightly.
Wiggle your toes once or twice. And feel your feet and legs relaxing. Gently open and close your hands once and again. And then relax your hands and arms.
Take a deep breath in. Feeling the tension in your chest and stomach as you hold in the breath. And allow your chest and stomach to relax as the breath escapes slowly. And
notice,
allow your chest and
notice any areas of tension in your body and relax those areas now. Your body will continue to relax. The sleep countdown will start in a moment. Each number you count can allow you to feel more and more relaxed and drift towards sleep.
Count very slowly. Breathe with each count. And concentrate your mind on the numbers. As thoughts come up, you can disregard them and turn your attention back to the numbers.
Starting with 50, breathe in and silently count 50. Picture the number 50. Breathe out to the number 50.
Now, the number 49. Breathe in, noticing your eyelids. They might be feeling very heavy and comfortable. Exhale, counting 49.
48. See the number 48 in your mind's eye, focusing all your attention on 48.
47. You might be feeling more relaxed, even sleepy. Concentrating on 47.
46. Pleasant and calm, breathing slowly and deeply.
45. Your attention drifts slowly, randomly. You can focus back on the numbers.
44. You might be feeling very sleepy now. Pleasantly drifting off into sleep.
43. Calm. Relaxed. Peaceful. Safe.
42, focusing only on the numbers. Allow other thoughts to slip away.
Deeply relaxed, 41. Deeper and deeper. See the numbers in your mind, slowly counting down to sleep.
40. Continue the sleep countdown on your own now, concentrating just on the numbers. Continue to count down now.
As your attention wanders
together,
allow your mind to drift back to focus just on the numbers as you count down to sleep,
pleasantly drifting. No direction except for
down deeper with each number you count. Gently focus back on the counting as each number brings you closer
and closer to sleep.
And closer to sleep. Calm.
Relaxed.
Relaxed. Peaceful.
And relaxed.
And relaxed. Continue to count down. All the way down.
Down to zero.
Down to sleep.
Now let's get lit.
Alright. On that note...
I'm gonna go.
Let's bring it back out.
Let's hit the track one last time.
The world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Welcome back to So Fresh, So Fine with Boston 359. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Can you read, Jacob? Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
Oh, my God.
91.5 FM.
Wait, what are we listening?
What just happened?
What just happened?
What just happened?
I have no idea. Okay.
Let's talk. Let's discuss which, you know, we're not going to discuss. We're I'm going to go to bed.
Okay. Bye. Good night.
It was really great.
Bye, Mom. Bye. See you later.
What? I got some, like, ad came on. I was so confused. Right.
They say an end can be a start. Feels like a barbarian, yet still alive. It's like a bad day that never ends. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fall. But you know I'm so tired of it all. I have no terror, these spells. Finding out the secrets words won't tell. Whatever it is, it can be named. There's a part of my world that's fading away.